Yeah, okay, so we did a little chumash and a little speculative, but you could make what you want of it, take it or leave it, but it is a little speculative. Okay, so it's on the pasuk, Vayigdlu an arm, Vayihi Esav ish yodei etzayit ish sadeh, V'yakov ishtam yoshev ahol. V'yehav Yitzchok es Esav kitzayet befif. Okay, so what does it mean, kitzayet befif? Everybody gives a different pshatim. But the Ramban says that one of the pshatim, he says, not the second to the last pshat. The last pshat is, it's a melitza. It's not literal, but the Yitochen Lefarish, he wants to explain it literally. So he says, "Vayehav Yitzchok es Esav bavur ki befiv shel Yitzchok tzayid tamid." So ki tzayid befiv means because it was a tzayid in the mouth of Yitzchok. Then he adds, he says, "Lo yochal davar acher." He wouldn't eat anything else. V'hu ha-mevi lo and he always brought it to him, Esav. Kasher Omar ish yodei atzayid. He knew how to hunt. So the question we raised is, and it's not too far later, the Ramban says, by Esav, Vayochal Vayesht, Vayokam Vayelach, Vayivez Esav Esavachara. So the Ramban says, he says, Ki ein chefetz b'ksilim, rak sheyochlu v'yishtu. That's the desire of the fools, is eating and drinking. Right. So doesn't this sound like pretty similar? His description of Yitzchak. Okay. So there is a kasa rashi.
It's only eating and drinking.
It sounds funny that Yitzchok's waiting all day for the tzayin, and that that's all he eats. I mean, you could try to twist it any way you want, but you're going to twist it out of a...
It says he was mesava kol hayom.
Yeah, kol hayom. Kol hayom yisavel lechol as a tzayin.
Right.
All day.
Good.
Keep it. Get the fun with that.
Okay, so there is a kus of Ashlishi that is a little bit negan. I mean, a little bit gives a little bit of a somewhat of an answer, but not enough. It says, he says later that I don't know where to identify it. The Ramban on the Pasuk. Yeah, the Ramban, where he argues with the Ramban. Where he argues with the Ben Ezra. On what happened? How come there was no food in the house?
Oh, they become poor.
Poor, and rich. Yeah, so he says, what's so good? Because one of the kashas the Ben Ezra asks is, why did they have to have the tzayit if they had so much food and so much money? So he says, no, he says, that's a delicacy.
Fresh meat, yeah.
V'chein yasu ha'asarim v'hamalochim bocharim b'tzayit mikol machol. I guess that's true today also. What do they call it? The
fresh, real meat,
venison.
Barbecue. Oh, yeah. Venison.
Okay. He says, "V'hoya Esav machnif es oviv." Lahavi kol tzedo el piv lechom imeo kirtzono tonit. And Esav would always be flattering to his father to bring the hunt to him all the time. Okay. Umasha Omar Lavorechoso Achar Asoso Matamim. Another question. Why did he say Aseli Matamim and then he's going to bless him? What did he need the Matamim for? Einenu Schar Achila V'Shochad Ban. It wasn't for payment because he holds he was very rich. So you can't say that he was trying to bribe him. Avo Ratzo Lehonos Mimenu Shetia Nafsho Kshura V'Nafsho. The Ace Havo, that his soul should be attached to the soul of Esav at the time when he brought it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. V'yavorechoso b'chefetz molei v'ratzon sholem. Okay, so he should bless him with a full heart. And that's why the Birchas Kohanim you say, b'yavo. What's the purpose of the b'yavo? And the Gemara says b'yavo. No one argues on the Gersa. Wasn't something he added later. L'vorech esamo yisrael b'yavo, and that's why you give a yeshkeich to the Kohanim. If the Kohen hates somebody, he can't be mevorech. So the b'yavo would serve two purposes, it seems to me. One purpose is that he gives full expression. And since he gives full expression to the bracha, so the person that's the recipient of the bracha could be mechavein to every nuance, because the bracha really is miskabel by the one that's the recipient. And it's something which he can think into and gain from. So it's a known fact, when a person is willing and happy to do something, he does it in a full way. When he wants to just get rid of it, he says the words, the text, and that's it. But he wouldn't really think into it and bring out all the fine aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Birchas Kohanim, though, it's a fixed text, though, no?
That's correct. But there's another reason for b'yavo, because the idea of a bracha is based on the mitzvah of avas abrios. That was the mitzvah that really got Avram, the Ram says, to help the people with the prevention of avodah zarah, elimination of avodah zarah. So the bi'ava serves two functions. First of all, it's part of mitzvah samavarech, because it's supposed to be an expression of avas abrios, or avas Israel, okay? And secondly, it functions to bring out the bracha fully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he says at first. And then he says also, and I don't think it's a machlokis, I think it's really, they're both true. He said, O shehoya yodea ben nafsho, ki achar achila, hoiso mis aneges, the simcha. The Yochel Olei Ruach HaKodesh Ki Inyin V'ata Kachun Li Menagi V'hoya Ki Nagin HaMenagin V'ati Yolav Ruach HaLakim. Okay. So it was a vehicle for Ruach HaKodesh. So that kind of is a little mitigating, because it's you can interpret that the reason why he liked the hunt wasn't for the food, but it was really for the Ruach HaKodesh that came afterwards.
Right.
But still, it still is a bit strange. So I wanted to,
why?
Perhaps, because the Lashon that he's waited for it all day, I mean, it doesn't sound like a tzaddik is going to wait all day for the food in order to have Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, it's a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult. That's in the Sava, and that's only one shot. I mean, but whatever. I mean, it does help, but it still sounds strange, because that he needed, why did he need that so much? That was such a necessity. I had to wait all day for Esav to bring him Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, it sounds funny. Okay. But what I wanted to do was, Rabbi Bald asked me a good question. That in the beginning of Chayei Sara, it says that Rashi says that the lispa l'sara v'levkosa, and nismucha misa sara l'akir es Yitzchak. Why? L'fish al yidei besuras ha'akeda, shenizdamein b'no l'shchita, v'kemat shelo nishchat. There's just a fraction of a hair that saved him. Because she heard that, parcha nishmasa mimena. So she died. So Rabbi Bald asked me a good question. He says that it comes out that the only victim of the Akedah was Sarah. Strange. So I wanted to say that if you stop here, what is the Chazal telling you? That kemat shelo nishchat. I got too close, whatever, however you're going to explain how that, I'm not interested in that one. But it got too close for her. And therefore she passed away. So what does the Medrash teach you? Apparently the Medrash teaches you that she was too close to him. Too protective of him. It was too much. And that's why that result took place. Okay? It was too close.
It wasn't really like an imposed punishment. It was a natural result.
It was an imposed punishment. It was a natural result of her over-protection and over-closeness to Yitzchak. Okay? And interesting is, when Yitzchak marries Rivka, so it says that Vayevieha Yitzchak Olo Sara Imo, and Rashi learns Vinei Sara Imo Varehu Sara Imo Vayikach Es Rivka Vatilo Liisho Vayeha Veho Vayinochim Yitzchak Achare Imo. So Rashi learns that Stam is telling you Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz calls one Shema Shalom Kayem as Karachuasa, Mishameso, Masnachem Bishta. But Ramban doesn't like that pshat, because he says, Kimatam Sheyaskir Akosav Avas Ha'ish Be'ishta. Why does the Torah mention here that general principle? Okay? So he says, Ramban says, V'zeh tam v'yehoveh v'yinachim yirmos. It's giving a remez, shehoya mitztayer ma'od alimo. He was suffered very much because of his mother. V'rochak mimenu menachim. And no one could console him. Ad shenichem be'ishto be'ahavaso also. So he was unusual. So apparently it was reciprocal. That she was very protective of him, and she couldn't tolerate even hearing anything close to his demise. And he, on the other hand, was very close to her. Unusually close. Correct? Mm-hmm. So he needed her very much. It could be that if Sarah had not passed away, he may have had a hard time with relating to Rivka. Because even Rashi says that Kozman Shimosh Laram Kayemes Karachu Atzlan the normal, and this was like an abnormal closeness, so it could be, it would have interfered. Mm-hmm. Okay. But what I want to say, and here's the speculative part, that the mother is the one that feeds the child. She is the source of nourishment. So his closeness to her brought out in him a desire for food. Because she is the function, the mother functions in nourishing the child. So that's why the Ramban, if you take the Ramban literally, it's very strange, because it says that, I'll read the language over again, just to show you that the Ramban says that, he says like this. He says, "The tachil afarish vayehav Yitzchak esayisav ba'avur ki befiv shel Yitzchak tzayid tomid kol hayom yisav elechol asatzayid the tomid who befiv lo yochal davar acher." That's a strange thing. Doesn't mean anything else. It's the only thing he eats. So what I want to speculate is that he had a certain type of eating habit that was engendered from his closeness to his mother. And that's why he had to wait for the tzayit. And that's why his menuchas hanefesh was, so to speak, was contingent on eating that food. And that's why the Ruach HaKodesh only fell upon him after he had that experience of the Matana. Okay, so now you can understand something else. Why did Yitzchak love him so much? Because he was really his lifeline.
Because Sarah transfers, you're saying.
Right.
It transfers from Sarah to Esau.
I don't want to talk too much about it.
He's the provider.
He's the provider. So that's why I say I say speculative.
Speculative.
Okay.
Within line of it.
But it is in line. It is in line. It is a very strange thing. That's all he ate.
That's the reason the Torah says why he loved Esau. It's for this one reason.
That's right. For the one reason.
The only reason why he loved him, right?
That's right.
The main reason.
He says...
The Torah gives that reason.
Right. He says... Yeah. Right. Yeah, so it means that he loved him anyway. It's true what Chazal say, he fooled him and all those other things as well. But the thing that fixed the attachment was that his Ruach HaKodesh and his Menuchas HaNefesh was contingent upon Esav.
Right.
And that's why he distorted his view of him. It wasn't because he gave him food. That food was his lifeline. Okay? And that's why it says, Vayecharad Yitzchak charada gedola ad meod. And famous Chazal, shtei charados charad Yitzchak. One on the Akedah and one over here. Which one was greater? So what was that unbelievable charada? The unbelievable charada was that he was fooled through the vehicle of the physical, because it was a vehicle of his Ruach HaKodesh. So he saw in depth how it worked in his mind. And he was frightened that because he made such a mistake that he would give the brachas to the wrong person.
He would have almost.
All right.
Come on.
Okay, that's it.
Did you see also?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a flaw. Okay. I'm saying that the Torah deals with real people. Right. And real people have complexes, attachments, and unconscious forces, conscious forces. And the Torah deals with everybody as a person. That's not a flaw. There are certain things that we have that we can't get over. Like the Rama mentioned somewhere, I don't remember where, that David HaMelech couldn't get over his sadism. That's why we're not the Mechamas HaRashos. Chazal say you should become a Shochet if you're vicious. And Shlomo HaMelech couldn't get over his Tavis Nashim. The Ram does say that somewhere. I don't remember exactly where. But what?
Shmona Prakim,
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. And, yeah, we once discussed this many years ago.
Yeah.
Rabbi Mann was, and I discussed this many years ago. So the thing is that the Torah is dealing with real psychological beings.
Right.
So certain things aren't a flaw, although they may have bad effects. But you may not be able to do anything about it.
Right.
I mean, there's a Chazal that says, "Kol haroa sheyitzu misgabar alav, yilbush charim, v'yelech l'makom shemakiru enoso, v'yasol mashal libo chafetz." So the plain shot is, you can't overcome it. And Ben Atam doesn't take it literally. Ben Atam couldn't perceive such a thing. So Ben Atam says it means that when you wish harem, it makes it feel down. But I mean, but the plain shot, I'm sure others take a plain shot.
Yeah.
It's time when that's it. A person's a person, and sometimes you assume, like Abaya said, when he was on the road and he saw the couple, and they were alone and they could have had intercourse, and they didn't. He says, "I wouldn't have been able to control myself." Buy it. So the Torah deals with. So then the Gemara says, "Kol haGolem Mechvei Yitzchak God Lemenu." So he was consoled a little bit. But it's not a flaw. Everything isn't a flaw.
Right.
I mean, you can't look at everything as a flaw.
Yeah, childish to look at things like that.
That's childish. That's correct. That's correct. A person has emotions, strong emotions.
Right.
And you can't look at everything as a flaw. They were not malachim.
Right.
They were people. That's why they got very angry when they put out the books about the Gedolim. That Rav Aaron Cutler wrote a love letter to his scholar. So they took it out. I mean, well, he couldn't experience love. I mean,
like it's a mile and I'd be able to. Was that the making of a Gedolim?
Yeah.
Did you read it?
I didn't read it.
What, they put it in Cherub, you know, a couple years ago, it was like $1,000 or $1,200.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. His book. They couldn't get the book because they put it in Cherub. It was the best thing for the publisher. It's unbelievable.
But the Torah doesn't do that.
Crazy.
Torah doesn't. Never does.
We're showing how they do it normal lives.
Right. And Chazal certainly don't do it.
I didn't read it.
But Yosef HaTzadik, it says that he lost 10 drops of zera. So the Torah doesn't do that. But But Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, the Torah doesn't hide anything. So that's what I'm saying. That it wasn't a flaw. It was a natural result of that's life. Life well, it works that way.
Also, the fact that she had Yitzhak after, you know, was an
I think what Mandy's mentioning is also true. Was miraculous birth. That after all those years, Zachary Velosia, Isuli Edna. I mean, that definitely makes the attachment stronger. And but like I said, I'm not interested in psychologizing so much as pointing out that the Torah deals with normal people,
right?
Even the greatest.
Well, I think that's an attribute. It shows you that the regular people.
I want to mention something that Rav mentioned, which I think is extremely important. That Yitzchak wasn't completely fooled, in spite of all this, because at the end of the parasha it says. That Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov at the end of the parasha.
Right.
Vayivarach also Vayitzaveya Vayamala Losik Achishim Ibnos Kanan Kum Lech Padeno Aram Beisa Vesuel Avi Imecha Vekach Lecha Misham Misham Ibnos Lovan Achi Imecha Vekel Shaka Yivarach Oscha Vyafracha Vyarbecha Vayisa Vakal Amim Vyitain Lecha Es Birkas Avraham. So what happened to that bracha? Why didn't he give that bracha to Esav? So apparently he always knew that the real bracha of Ruchnius is only to the Yoshev Aholim. Only to the Yoshev Aholim. Only to Yaakov. But he made a mistake in giving the material or wanting to give the material to Esav. Was that he didn't realize he was such a rusher that he would literally destroy Yaakov. You see, and that was part of the Charod Gedol Ad Ma'od. That because of his harmony of the soul that Esav brought him, he could have destroyed Yaakov. You see, and also I think what the Rav mentioned was another very important point. That part of the Charada was that from him a Russia came out. He couldn't conceive that he would be the progenitor of a Russia. And that's why you see that that by Rivka said when Yaakov said Ulai Yemusheni Avi the Ulai Yemusheni Avi. So Rashi says, the Tirgum Unkelus says, Allah is Amar Benavua, to lo yesun lavataya Allah, Bari. Okay? Yeah. So, what is where was the nevuah? Where was the nevuah?
Beginning of Pasha?
Yes, in the by the nevuah by Shane Weaver.
Right.
So the question is, why didn't Yitzchak know about that nevuah also?
Right.
But the answer is she never told him.
Right.
So the Rav said, and I think the Hamik Dover he was quoting also part of it from the Hamik Dover. That's so he says that there was always a barrier between Yitzchak and Rivka. That's why she covered her face, because she knew when she saw him that he is an Ola Tamima, and she came from the base love in Arami. She knew all the ins and outs and all the tricks of the trade. And he was like a very, very tamim, very tamimus type of person, an ola tamima. So that's why she couldn't tell him the nevuah that one of your children is going to be a Russian.
It would devastate.
That's what the Rav mentioned that, and I think it's a very significant component of understanding the parasha. So it shows also that Yitzchak wasn't completely fooled, because he says v'yitnachos birkas Avraham.
Right.
If apparently he had two brachas.
Yeah.
He had mitalas shemayim and birkas Avraham. So why didn't he get that Tesef? That he always reserved for Yaakov. Mm-hmm. That he always reserved for Yaakov. Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
And it's in the past that he didn't underestimate Esav totally. He knew he was in the trouble. That's why he was going to give the blessing.
That's right. It's like,
he just thought he'd use it to be a warrior for Yaakov.
He thought he was a very good person.
Right.
But it's like Chafetz Chaim says, you put from Talmud Torah and Fisham Rameis, but alone you're not going to become.